All right. People on Reddit are talking about the weirdest thing their parents used to do. Let me just give you some examples. Like one user said, my dad puts Cheerios in his coffee. Don't know why.
That is interesting.
I've never... Have you ever put cereal in something other than milk?
No.
Other than...
I could see people doing maybe yogurt.
Yeah, I've done...
Because you put a lot of, you know, you mix in things like granola and stuff with yogurt, fruit. I could see that. But other than that, no.
Yeah, I've done the yogurt thing. I have also... And you know there's that cereal that is designed to be drunk or eaten with orange juice that is coming out.
Yes. That's unusual.
Yeah, but coffee, Cheerios and coffee, that's a new one. Weird things your parents did from a Reddit thread. Using sticks from the backyard as chopsticks.
What?
Yeah, dad couldn't find any chopsticks, so he made some sticks from his backyard. So
that's hilarious. Or just use a fork.
Or just use a fork.
I mean, that would have less dirt, I think.
Uh-huh.
There's a possibility of dirt with that.
I love this because this screams something like my grandparents used to do.
Mm-hmm.
As my father gets older, he has started to wash paper plates and reuse them.
Listen, there is frugal and then there's crazy. We don't wash the paper plates. We throw away the paper plates. Now, plastic... I can see there are plastic plates you can rinse off, maybe use again, not the paper ones.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have reused plastic plates. I never reused paper plates, though. But I get it because sometimes those paper plates are like you can get the good paper plates, you know, the ones that are a bit thicker that are like the Chinette ones.
Yes. But still, if you wash them, they get soggy because...
Well,
paper.
Well, let's not wash. Maybe you just take a damp washcloth or a damp paper towel and you just brush it off, you know.
If you haven't had like baked beans or like macaroni salad on there or something like that. If it's just like a burger and some chips, maybe I get it.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Less to wipe off.
A fun Reddit thread there. We'll tweet it out so you can see some humorous ones of your own here.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Look, finding love is a difficult thing. You know, I think that's evidenced every single week on this show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you might have an encounter, but circumstances aren't really conducive to exchanging information, name, phone number, stuff like that. So what do? How do you reconnect?
You go to Craigslist.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Ladies first.
Okay.
I seen you eating cat food. Woman for man.
Okay.
Already. It's painting a picture, is it not?
Yes, it is.
All right, here we go. I seen you the other day waiting for the bus eating cat food out of a can. You was using a fork like a real gentleman. Looks like you got some manners. I like that.
Okay.
Grammar's not strong with this one.
No.
I said to you, hey... That looks like cat food.
Captain Obvious over here.
You just put your fork down, folded the napkin that was acting like a bib, looked at me and smiled. Normally, a grown man who was eating cat food directly out of the can would be a turnoff.
Like she's come across this before.
But there was something about the way you looked at me with your piercing brown eyes and your unshaven face that lit my loins on fire. A scene threw those eyes into the soul of a guy who'd seen some stuff and doesn't cater to societal norms.
That's right.
Plus, I assume you like cats.
Okay.
Well, I do too. I got 8 of them.
Uh-huh.
Tater tot, patches, hammy, Tim, omelet, pork chop, gray, and berry.
Wow. Okay.
Quite the menagerie.
I love it. I love it.
When the bus came, I got on, then realized as it was driving away, you were still on the bench.
Oh, no.
You put your bib back on and were cracking into your second can of cat food. Delicious.
Wow.
If you see this, I'd like to invite you over to my place.
Mm.
I've got plenty of cat food, and maybe you can hear me purr. Wink, wink.
Wow. Okay.
Me wow
indeed. Okay. Something about a guy wearing a bib eating cat food on the bus stop bench that just gets it.
Wow.
Oh, that was a lot.
Oh, it was.
All right.
Craigslist missed connection.
This one's titled, I'm looking for the girl that hearts toast.
Oh, I think we all heart toast, don't we all?
Man for woman.
Okay.
You were at the dinner. It's diner, right?
Diner.
You
yes.
were at the diner okay. on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
You were sitting at a booth eating breakfast by yourself, and I could tell you love toast.
Oh, boy.
You must have had 4 plates of toast spread around your plate of scrambled eggs.
Oh, that's a lot of toast. Wait a second. Why are you not hitting the button?
Good news.
Yes.
I like toast, too.
That's great.
I'm looking for that special someone who will share my passion for toast.
Yeah.
All kinds of toast.
Yeah, toast!
White toast, whole wheat toast, rye toast, toasted bagels, and when I'm feeling wild and crazy, a Pop-Tart.
Not toast, but okay. You can toast it.
Yes.
I like it.
To me, toast is the ultimate turn-on.
Yeah, toast!
There is nothing like a lady who smells like toast. I picture you and me sitting on a couch in front of my 60 toasters.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. We have 60 toasters?
Getting all nice and toasty.
Wow.
Sipping brandy from glasses with croutons floating in them.
We have croutons and brandy?
Toast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, toast!
Talking endlessly about the splendors of toast. Perhaps one day you'll ask me to spread butter and jam on your body.
Oh, my.
Or cream cheese. I'm not particular.
Hey, yo.
Hey. Will you be there next week?
Probably not.
At the dinner?
At the diner?
Are you single?
We're asking that now?
You know why the toast broke up with the jelly, don't you?
Why did the toast break up with the jelly?
Because it found someone butter.
He's ending with a dad joke. That brings it back around for me. I like it. I'm on board.
That butter... is me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, toast!
Yes, and seriously, he must have some counter space if he's got 60 toasters.
So whether or not you are looking for the dude with the piercing brown eyes eating cat food like a gentleman.
Could you imagine kissing a guy after he ate cat food? No, thank you, sir. Wow.
Or you're looking for that special girl who can share in her love of...
Yeah, toast!
Yes, indeed.
Yes!
It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connections.
Yep. It's a glorious thing. All right, setting the bar story time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, I think it's probably the latter on this. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing a half-assed job and then leaving before it's completed, you're doing okay.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Okay, so listen. Luke, he's a homeowner, right, in Britain?
Mm-hmm.
So he bought... a sofa, a nice custom-made leather sofa. Workers came by to deliver it. He needed for it to go upstairs. He'd measured all that stuff. But the workers had trouble getting it up the stairs.
Here we go. Pivot. 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 Pivot.
And so what did the workers do?
What'd they do?
Deuces, it's your problem now.
Just left?
So they left the leather sofa wedged in the stairwell after they had already, busted a small hole in the drywall.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They were like, you know what? There's nothing really we can do, and we've got another delivery to get to, so we're going to have to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Now, the company says, look, some of the facts are not quite right, but they said they would replace the sofa and pay for the house repairs for Luke. So,
well, that's good. I think that's the best case scenario, right?
That's
what we're asking for.
Right.
Oh, dang.
But like, that seriously.
That is a narrow stairwell. I'm looking at the picture. That is a narrow stairwell.
It is. It is 100%. Absolutely. But, you know, maybe they should have.
Here we go. Pivot. Pivot.
Clearly they didn't do that enough.
They did not do that enough. But like, what? If you're there to do a job.
Yeah.
Who just leaves in the middle of it?
Don't leave with the couch dangling. Yeah, it looks like it's dangling from the ceiling.
I know. It's just wedged right there in the stairwell. Not stairwell. Sorry, that's wrong. It's staircase.
It's a staircase, yeah.
Ah, jeez. So, yeah. Yeah, just try not to make it through the day without doing that.
And that home design, though, looks like there's a flaw. I mean, that is a very, like, sharp turn.
Kelly, you probably don't have much experience with European homes and living quarters over in Europe, but
they need to expand their spaces.
It's small.
Yeah.
We have a luxury over here, and that luxury is space.
Yes.
They don't
wider
have that
staircases.
Over there.
Right. Yes.
They don't have that over there.
Pivot!
All right, so there was a TikTok user by the name of Amanda who got a lot of attention thanks to...
So I used to work for a hotel, and I'm going to share some things that you may not know.
Okay, so she goes in and gives you four little, quote, industry secrets about the hotel industry from a former employee.
Number one, most hotels don't wash their comforters.
Okay, most hotels don't wash their comforters.
We kind of guessed that.
Yeah.
So bundle yourself up like a taco in that thing, throw it on the ground and don't touch it because the amount of things that are on that comforter are disgusting.
Like, yeah, here's the thing.
Okay.
I know that in the back of my mind. It's still not going to prevent me from getting under the comforter. Like,
well, in my mind, it's like, you know, you have the barrier of the flat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, fully.
Right. Right.
Like, touching you. Right?
Right. Fully touching you. Right. All right. That's number one. Number two.
Number two, the front desk agents are more likely than not playing games on the computer, scrolling through social media, or watching Netflix.
Okay, cool. That's. I mean, I get it. There's probably a lot of downtime, especially if you're an overnight hotel worker, where, sure, you can get away with doing some of that on the job. Number three,
we have cameras everywhere. The hallways, the staircases, the pool.
Oh.
So we can see when you're doing weird things in the hallways.
Oh, okay.
Or when you're in a fight with your partner.
Oh.
Or when you're sneaking an animal in.
Okay.
Most of us just aren't paid enough to care.
Okay. We're not paid enough to care. Again, this is industry, quote, secrets from a former hotel worker.
But we see you. Four, we legally are not allowed to say a room number out loud, which is why we write it down. We are allowed to say what floor you are on out loud, but we can't say the room number.
Oh, all right. I had no idea if that was... I had no idea that was a thing, but apparently it is. So, anyways, I thought it might be interesting to see, and we can keep you anonymous, of course, what industry secrets you've learned from your job or a former job you had over the years. Got a text from a listener that said, and this one isn't super juicy, but if you are a liquor store manager, you are basically an official taste tester.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. Perks of the job.
Speaking of liquor, got a message from a listener who said, a very well-known and expensive hotel I used to bartend for had a station behind the scenes specifically for combining partially used bottles of alcohol together.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, the cheaper liquors were always poured into the partial bottles of the more expensive ones.
Oh, no.
The takeaway, always order your alcohol opened in front of you. Oh.
Oh, dang.
If everybody did that, there'd be 1,000 bottles of open liquor. Am I wrong in that? Like,
I mean, I kind of get that they're trying to not waste anything. Maybe. And save some money. I don't know.
Listen, I've seen enough YouTube videos of people doing those blind taste tests of like bourbon where they're like, I chose the $5 bourbon over the $160 Pappy. You know, it's like, sometimes it's just, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty bad that it's.
I wonder, like, if they all do that.
I don't know.
Oh, I can't really think of anything in our industry. I mean, we don't have any like weird, juicy secrets just in general, do we?
No, not really. I mean,
we're so boring.
There's plenty of there's plenty of like, you know, because radio is just an offshoot of the music industry. And so there are definite parallels to the sex, drugs, and rock and roll that roll with this industry as with the music industry. But I mean, with each instance, there are the extremes and there are the not so extremes.
Say perks. There's perks of the job.
Okay,
the perks. Don't say there's perks. When call are you secrets.
Okay. We'll say the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Those are perks. Those are free. man, I want to pull up that famous Hunter S. Thompson quote about radio. he said, "The music business is a cruel and shallow money trench along a plastic hallway where thieves and pimps run free and good men die like dogs. There's also there's also a negative side." So
we got one message. Working at a hospital for around 5 years, I learned that when we get patients there, especially odorous, we mix shaving cream with the hospital soap to help cover the smell when bathing them.
Oh, so shaving cream helps mask that?
I guess maybe.
Okay. Wow.
And also now I'm real super glad that I have this job because I'm never going to have to bathe anyone.
There you go. oh my gosh. Got a text from a listener who said, if you order a daiquiri at any restaurant, it probably has little to zero liquor in it. Because could you ever really taste it?
That's true. That's why I love them. Because I don't like to taste the liquor.
That's hysterical.
Like, all day long. It's fine with me.
And then the wait staff is just like watching you get, quote, drunk on a drink that doesn't have any liquor in it.
I'm so tipsy.
Oh, my gosh. That's wild. So this was a very strange survey that was taken. Asked pet lovers to imagine that their animals could talk. And what would the positives and negatives be? So, hypothetically, if your animals could talk, dogs would probably be the most likely to start speaking to us.
Okay.
And one of the biggest concerns that came up in this survey was that they'd gossip and reveal all of our secrets.
Yeah, we don't want to be judged by the dog.
I mean, how many times, though, have you, like, been, even if you're, like, sneaking an extra piece of pie and you see the dog over just like staring up at you from the floor. Right. Exactly. Uh-huh. And you know,
you share that.
And people are just like, and you're always just like, shh, this is between you and me.
Uh-huh.
Knowing full well that the dog can't talk. But if the dog talked.
Yeah.
Dog would be like, here, I tell you what. You give me a little bit of that and it will be between you and me.
It's going to be our secret.
Yeah.
Now, see, I think that, you know, we really stress our dogs out. Like they go nuts when, like, the kids and my husband, like, wrestle.
Uh-huh.
And then the dogs are just like, they think, oh, my gosh, they're attacking each other. What's wrong with these crazy people?
But then wouldn't you be able to then, if they could talk, then communicate with them and say, no, we're just playing, guys.
Exactly. Yes, you could. Just say, it's all right.
So
this is just play fighting. It's like you guys do.
The next most popular concern that came from this is that your dog wouldn't stop talking once it started.
Oh, yeah. That's a distinct possibility.
You're like, oh my God, you gotta shut up.
Oh, he has just got a new skill. I love to make words and I'm going to tell you everything all day long, mommy.
What is that the voice that you give your dogs?
100%. It's inspired.
Piper and Poppy?
By Doug from Up, the only talking dog I know. And so forever, we have two female dogs, Poppy and Piper.
Mm-hmm.
But they will sound like Doug. Now listen, we do have a different voice, I think, for Piper, because she's kind of like, she kind of looks a little like Sling Blade. She's got like downturned like mouth and she's like, hey, mama, I love you. Do you love me too?
So that's
Piper's voice.
So Fiona's voice, that's my dog, is a little more like, oh, hi, guys. It's a little Robert Hassan peppery.
I was going to say, but it's her name is Fiona. Like, why Fiona. Do we not have feminine-sounding voices for our female dogs?
I know. It's because, as my grandpa always said, dogs are boys, cats are girls. Like, never got it through his head. Like, no, that's a boy cat. No, that's a girl dog. Doesn't matter. No. Nope.
Nope.
Dogs are boys, cats are girls. So forever.
Bless his heart. He doesn't know how that works.
Now, Fiona's like, I would like that very much, though. Thank you very much. I would really enjoy that snack that you have there. Are you going to eat it? Yes, I would like to finish that if you're not done with it. That's
yeah,
how
Poppy's the pretty one. Piper is the one that looks like she came from the wrong side of the tracks. But she's got like the face that only a mom can love.
All right.
Mama, did you know that you're not sitting on the couch with me just yet? She's just not the smartest little thing either. Adorable, but not smart.
Anyways. What?
And she does this thing where she circles 50 times the same spot.
Well, yeah.
Before she decides, now it's perfect. And I need to be able to ask her why. So if she could talk, that would be the number one thing that I would ask her. Like, why are you, your sister just goes out, does her business, whatever. She gets it done, comes right back in. You need to circle 50 times the same spot before you decide it's right.
To like why? Go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Just that she is the hardest one to try to get to pee. Mm-hmm. Poppy takes 50 pees during the day. Piper, maybe we can squeeze 3 out. And she's real picky about where she does it. They're
I
very
love
distinct.
It. All right. But yeah, the biggest concern that they gossip and reveal all of our secrets.
Oh, yeah. Well, they tell all their little dog friends in the neighborhood that we're crazy.
99.7 DJX.
All right, so before we give you the update, Kelly, you want to give kind of the recap?
It's a secret that she was holding on to for like 10 years that she had a four-month affair stepping out on her own marriage mm-hmm. with her half-sister Annie's now fiancé, Chris. And she was almost 100% sure that nobody would find out.
Right.
Unless, you know, she was the one to say something. Her husband never knew. Chris didn't want Annie to know. Most of us were kind of thinking, I think the only person this would benefit if you told would be you and your conscience feeling better about cleansing your soul of it.
All right, you ready for the update?
I guess.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Starts off with a bang. Ben and Kelly, I am really upset with you all.
Why? What did we do?
Sorry, I'm trying to match her tone.
Oh, okay.
How I'm reading.
I'm already defensive.
Or would it sound better if I said, Ben and Kelly, I'm really upset with you all.
No, it's probably didn't have the same kind of
tone. Okay, maybe I should read it like that, depending on, I don't know what's next. All right, she continues. I thought when I sent you my problem, you'd get to it right away, not 2 days later.
Okay.
Because you waited so long, I took matters into my own hands and may have screwed everything up.
Oh, no. She just couldn't wait? Wait a second. She's had the secret for 10 years, and because we couldn't get to it for 2 days, she freaked?
She says, I thought I didn't want to tell her, and I should have just listened to myself rather than wait for you all because my conscience convinced me I needed to tell.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I'm substituting here. Annie didn't take it well.
Yeah, I'm guessing she didn't.
I'm actually shocked at her reaction and her lack of maturity in the whole situation.
Maturity?
I told her she should know before she gets married about his and my past, and she just got really quiet. Then I proceeded to tell her about the affair and assured her it's in the past and he is a part of her future. I mean,
yikes.
I mean, that is true.
Yes. Again, we're talking about 10 years ago.
Yeah. So,
this
I mean,
not 2 weeks ago.
Right. Exactly. So part of me is like, okay, you know, if she's going to say something, at least right. She's maybe approaching it the right way. Like,
well, yes. So I'm sure Annie's immediately thinking, well, why didn't you say something immediately when I introduced him to you the first time?
Yeah. Like a quick, like pull her aside, like, hey, by the way, I hooked up with him. Like,
little fun fact.
Yeah, right, exactly. I told her she should know this before the wedding because we're sisters and I would want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I also told her that this information is to stay between us because while it was a mistake I made 10 years ago, it's one of my biggest regrets and we don't share those feelings anymore. And my husband doesn't know about it either.
But see, now she has given Annie a secret to keep.
Well, you and I know that.
Oh, gosh.
She continues. So that secret is supposed to stay between us. She asked me if we had been with each other since then. And I told her we only had that one affair and may have only slipped up a few times since then.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Why are we saying that? You stick to the original story.
This woman is digging herself a hole.
What is she doing? No.
Kelly, I almost feel like, you know, it's where she has this, all of a sudden, this guilt, and she's just throwing up information now.
She is vomiting words.
Yes. Okay, hang on. Where are we? Yeah, we only had that one affair and may have only slipped up a few times since then. God. I don't even want to continue reading.
Oh, my God.
She says, she starts drilling me on timelines. Oh, my God. And yes. Oh, golly.
No. Don't say it.
And yes, one of those times may have been right after they got engaged.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, this woman is just purging everything.
Oh, my gosh. Why? Oh, no. Those details will do nothing but destroy.
Yes, she continues. I know I wasn't entirely forthcoming with you in my original email.
Yeah.
Well, no, that would have been probably helpful. That
would have been helpful. Yeah.
Wow. But my feelings are the same, and there are no feelings.
Uh-huh.
She then starts to cry and tells me I'm being selfish, and she needs to process all of this new information, something about not being able to trust me with her fiancé.
Yeah.
And that, oh, my God.
Yeah,
And that she couldn't promise me she wouldn't tell my husband.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get that, too.
Then she says, what in the hell is wrong with her?
What's wrong with her?
Now, thanks to you, I'm in a mess and trying to calm her down and prevent her from saying anything.
Can we pause right there? None of this is our fault.
Had I known your advice would have been to be quiet, maybe I wouldn't have gone to her to tell her about Chris and I. Now what do you suggest I do? And don't take a week to respond this time. Oh my gosh, this woman's blank crazy.
Oh, she's got demands on timelines. Like, we're her personal counselors that are on call. I'm not on call.
Wow. I was not expecting that sort
of. I wasn't expecting any of that.
So hang on. We try to help her out.
By telling her not to tell.
We pause. We do have a schedule of things, and we do have other people that are requesting our assistance with things.
Does she know that she is not the only listener?
And so
we have five others.
Yeah. We wait a couple days to get to her request, and in that time, she can't wait. She pulls the trigger, blames us, and then says, hey, what should I do now that I've completely ruined my own situation?
And the clock is ticking, don't take so long on your response this time.
Listen, talky-talky people.
Because you're ruining my life as we speak.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, hey, you know what my advice is? Good luck. Good luck with that. Good luck.
She's not going to like that either.
We're done. Good luck.
She's not going to like that.
Yeah, and I almost swore on the air when I said bat blank crazy. I just to let you know.
But you're a professional.
I am a professional.
And your professional brain, like, kicked over.
I mean, I don't know if you do have something you want to say or, like, tell her. But to me, like, Kelly, you can run with this, but I'm done with her. Like,
Well, just a couple of text messages, if we could. Jennifer, what kind of toxic, narcissistic person is this chick to blame you guys? Good luck, lady, with your dumpster fire life.
Hey,
can we blame Andrew the Love Doctor?
No. Hey, whatever. I'll shoulder the blame if she wants if she wants us to be the scapegoat, because that's obviously where she's throwing us under the bus.
Absolutely. I'm surprised that she didn't just tell Annie, well, it's Ben and Kelly's fault.
Yeah, well, you know what?
In the middle of the argument.
Honestly, she probably should have, because that would have at least been a good plug for the show. So, all right.
What are we leaving her with?
No, I'm saying I'm done. I'm done with her. Good luck.
I completely understand why Annie feels the way she does, especially when you left out some real valuable information about the timeline.
All right. Yeah. Good luck with you. Good luck. And just keep us posted, please. Thanks for listening. We just gave you the update. This listener had this secret 10 years of a 4-month affair with her sister's now fiance.
Her half-sister.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so she was like, you know, she was asking us, hey, she doesn't think anybody's going to find out, but she feels this weird obligation to, like, tell her before she marries, you know, this former lover, right? So we got the update just a minute ago. She literally blamed us because we waited 2 days to do her situation. She went ahead and did word vomit on her half-sister, told her everything. Timelines got a little sketchy. not only was it a 4-month affair, but they carried it on.
A couple of slip-ups, she said.
Yeah, a couple of slip-ups, even after they had gotten engaged.
Which she did not tell us in her original email.
Yeah, and then she comes back around and says, what do you suggest I do? Because now I'm trying to keep her from telling my husband, and don't take a week to respond, and I'm done with her. I almost swore on the air by saying that this chick was bat blank crazy.
Uh-huh.
Stephanie says, Ben, I probably would have broken all kinds of radio rules because I definitely said some bad words in the car as you're reading the update.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So did we. And so Zach was just like, I mean, what did she expect? Stupid. So stupid. Drop her like a bad habit, Ben and Kelly. And I said, yeah, you know, she's probably not going to be leaving us a 5-star review on our Facebook page.
I mean, probably not. Colleen says, yeah, that broad is crazy. Oh, my geez. I was literally yelling at her in my car.
Uh-huh.
10 years, rather how long it's really been versus 2 days. So much to unpack. Yeah, throw this whole suitcase out. Yeah, for sure. Like,
Yeah,
good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, Scott's just like, well, at this point, she has to tell her husband.
Yeah.
You know, don't leave it to Annie. And now she's saddled Annie with trying to keep a secret?
Yeah.
After she's trying to process all this stuff? Yeah, I'm blown away.
But look, if she can't turn the finger back on her and say, I am in the wrong here, and she wants to throw, I mean, because, you know, we're basically an anonymous radio show, and it's like, uh-huh. Well, it's their fault. She's got to compartmentalize it that way.
Uh-huh. Dang. Whatever makes her feel better.
Yeah. All right.
But ultimately, she was the one that made all those decisions 10 years ago, and then the slip ups and all the things. And then she made the choice to tell.
Yeah.
And now, not her fault.
We've already given her way too much airtime.
We have.
Megan texts in and says, quick, I'm meeting with my boss at 8. Should I quit my job? Don't take too long to respond. All right. Well, hey. Good luck to your life. We wish you well in your future endeavors. Not to you, Megan, but to our listener there.
With the dumpster fire life now.
Yes. I'm going to play a fun little game. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. Stephanie's calling it from Old Louisville. Has brown hair, drives a Dodge, is having fun doing Instacart, which, man, I feel like... That's something that I could do well.
I've never done it.
Like, you've never actually ordered Instacart?
No, I have not.
Oh my gosh, Kelly, it opens your eyes.
I know.
Okay. Stephanie is single, kind of seeing someone, but not ready to commit just yet. So, okay.
How long? Is it 7 months? Or
I was listening to that and I was like, if we're not in a relationship at like 5 months, this is not going to work.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So now, Stephanie, real quick, is this an internal clock that you have? You're not communicating this to the other person, right?
Well, it's just more of a personal boundary that I have for myself. Like, if I'm going to be respected, and like my thoughts would be needed to be heard, and like I'm down for taking things slow.
Right.
However, if I like you, I don't want to take things slow for a year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Get sure. It. Yeah. Understood.
All right. Kelly's going to describe how the game works.
Okay, you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Really difficult to tell sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
So I ran out on the basketball court during the Final Four, and I caused the game to stop.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
That's what she said.
Okay, I'm going to say little kid.
Okay, Kelly?
I'll agree, little kid, yeah.
Really? You're both saying little kid?
Yes, okay. I think so.
The Final Four, the security would be insane for an adult to do it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What was it?
I was a little kid. And
yes! There it is! You guys were both right! You got it!
Like, the Final Four one year is I grew up in the basketball family, and I got separated from my parents when we went to the concession stand for snacks, and I was freaking out because I couldn't find them. So, you know, I thought I would run out to a referee for help. But the game had to be stopped, and it was this big ordeal, and my dad was absolutely mortified. He was mortified. Yeah, and that was the last time that we sat courtside until I was in high school.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I mean, I will go talk to that nice man in the black and white striped shirt. Right. He looks like
he knows a thing or two.
Where mommy and daddy are.
All right. Good job. You're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I picked my nose with some chopsticks and ended up at the ER.
Wait a second. Let's marinate that for a sec. The visual is on point in my head.
It's like one of those weird ER stories.
Listen, I could tell a story about my wife right now, but I'm going to spare her the embarrassment.
Gosh. Please don't do that to her.
Thank you.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult. Kelly?
I'll say little kid on this one again.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult! Yep. Drunk adult. Chopsticks up the nose.
It was back in college, and we'd ordered takeout, and I felt this tickle in my nose, so decided to use the blunt end of the chopstick to go booger hunting.
Listen, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with his method here. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with his whole method.
And I guess I was a little rough, and all of a sudden my nose started to bleed. I couldn't get it to stop, so I had to go to the ER, and they finally got it to stop. So I guess the lesson is don't stick foreign objects up your sniffers, kids.
Okay. Look at that. Really valuable life lesson. Aww,
I love
that. That could be a bumper sticker.
I love that we are having life lessons with this.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Stephanie, you're doing very well. You're 2 for 2. All right. Let's see if you can round it out with a perfect score. Little kid, drunk adult.
I slipped off a concrete bench while I was trying to mack on this girl and broke my arm.
Oh.
Ooh.
Flipped off a concrete bench while macking on a girl, broke his arm. That's an interesting flirting technique.
It is a little.
I'm going to say little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid. Kelly?
I'll do drunk adult.
Oh. All right. Kelly's just being cantankerous. That's all she's being.
Yes, she is.
All right. So, is it a little kid, Stephanie says, or drunk adult? So says Kelly.
I was actually a little kid.
Yep, little kid. Look at you.
I'm trying to throw her off, and it's not working.
Perfect score, Stephanie. Perfect score.
And the girl I was trying to mack on was Mrs. Teacher's assistant. Oh. I was like in 7th or 8th grade, and she was fresh out of college. I just remember thinking she was the hottest girl I had ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
During recess, she was out as a monitor, and I remember trying to be all smooth, and I was standing on a concrete bench trying to talk to her, and then not paying attention where I was on said bench. I went too far to one side, slipped off, and broke my arm.
No.
I have never been more embarrassed in my life.
Poor guy.
Bless his heart.
And he probably didn't even get the girl.
Probably didn't get it. Probably shouldn't have gotten the girl.
Probably. Well, this is true.
I mean, this is true. He's... Okay.
All right. Well, hey, Stephanie, perfect score. Congratulations. You got yourself some free tickets.
I'm so excited. I'm not even going to keep them. My ex-fiance happens to be a huge fan.
Aw, you are gifting them to your ex? Wow.
Yes, we're still very good friends. I mean, after a 3-year relationship, you just don't lose the friendship.
That is very mature. I don't know if we've ever in the history of the show ever had anyone win a prize for an ex. That is well done.
Yeah, I was going to say, your maturity is way beyond this show. So congratulations, Stephanie. Hang on the line. I got to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Thanks for playing.
I love that. See, everyone should have healthy relationships with their exes.
I know. Wow. We've learned so many lessons with this segment.
We have.
All right. If you want to be the real star in Little Kid, Drunk Adult, we need your submissions.
Yeah. So give us a little headline. Reveal the answer, finish the story, email it at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
At Ben and Kelly Show, a place to message us, DM us, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And Josh is trying us out for the very first time.
Yes. So, you know, hopefully we're going to produce some results for him. My goodness. He said, Ben and Kelly, never thought I would ever, ever message a radio show for advice. But I just had a birthday. I'm feeling a certain way. And here we are. LOL.
Well, happy birthday, Josh.
Anyway, I got a question for you. My wife and I are always talking about having kids.
Mm-hmm.
Some days the talk is pro-kids. Some days it's anti-kid.
Okay.
A friend of hers says that if we borrow her 2-year-old daughter for the weekend, there's no way we could say no to having kids.
Oh.
Apparently this kid's like an angel or something.
Gotcha.
I took a lot of crap from my wife and friends for saying this would be a good way for couples to decide if they should have kids or not. Test driving kids, what do you think? Imagine telling our future son or daughter that the only reason they're here is because I wrote into your radio show. I'm seriously thank you for your feedback.
I like Josh.
I know, I do too. But listen, I have to say this. I was almost deterred from the idea of having children because of my beautiful 16-year-old niece.
Oh.
When she was born.
Yep.
I met her when she was just a couple of weeks old. And for the first 8 months of her life, she had colic.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which is so difficult to manage. I mean, it's difficult because the baby's like in pain. It's like gas pains and you just can't really soothe them. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of crying. And I was like, if that's what it's going to be like, I don't think I can sign up.
Okay.
She grew out of that. My sister, superwoman, got through that. She had 2 other kids. I was surprised by that. But I mean, she is the best human being right now. I mean, that, you know, this kid, once you get through that rough spot. Now, that said, you know, my other niece and nephew, fantastic kids. And, you know, you just can't base what you think your experience is going to be on anybody else. Every child is going to be unique, and you can't really judge on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you and I were talking off the air about the fact that when you're at a restaurant or something and you, before you have kids and there is a crying, screaming toddler or something like that in at a table that's nearby, you're like, oh my gosh, can't those people shut that kid up?
I've seen families out with like multiple kids and they're all going nuts. And I'm like, nope, 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 nope. I'm not doing that. And then, I'm not signing up for that.
And
but
then,
it's different when it's
your kid.
Your child.
Yeah, when it's your kid, then you're
100%.
Like, oh. Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's, you know, you could still offer to watch the 2-year-old, you know, the 2-year-old over the weekend. I mean, but I don't think that's going to be a good indication of how you guys are going to be as a parent, because again, that's not your kid.
No, exactly. Now, I think what you can do to kind of prepare is maybe talk about, you know, do some research, get some books and talk about what kind of parents you're going to be. And see if you guys kind of line up in that kind of manner.
But even it was like, you know, my wife and I were like, oh, we're going to be this type of parents. And then kids come and like, oh, okay, well, yeah.
Because sometimes you need to develop different tools based on your kid and the situations. Because we needed 2 completely different tool sets for both of our kids.
Yeah.
What worked for our son did not work for our daughter. You just kind of have to figure there's a lot of learning as you go.
You know what, Kim brings up a good point. Sounds like the friend is just trying to get a free babysitter for the weekend. Don't fall
that
for it.
True.
Why don't you test drive this little angel of mine?
Keep her for the whole weekend. It's gonna be great.
It'll be great. We're gonna now listen. This is the number where we're gonna be at.
You know, I don't think it's a bad idea to kind of like keep the kid for the weekend, but I don't think you base your entire life choice about whether or not you're going to have children at all based on your experience with like one kid that you get to hang out with for a little bit.
All right. Well, Josh, hopefully your experience with our show was good enough.
I will tell you this, Josh. The moment you lay your eyes on your child for the first time is like no other. You experience and fall in love in a way you've never experienced in your life. Nobody can describe that to you. You just have to do it and experience it. And it's amazing.
Even if that doesn't happen, I wouldn't. Like, yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Let's not say everybody, because it was, you see your kid there, you're like, oh, that's cool. Yay.
It's slimy. Clean it up.
Bring it back. No, yay. I know. Anyways, hey, good luck with that, Josh. And whatever you decide, we have 2 names here on the show. Kelly has a gender non-specific name, really. So it could go either way.
Great.
Or Ben, you know, that's an option as well. So, all right. Good luck.
Don't think they're going to name their kids after us. But, Josh, thank you for coming to us, though.
Yes.
99.7 DJX. Your request. Make up the playlist. So let's throw it back. on 99.7 DJX.
Misty said, hey, Ben and Kelly, in the truck for our weekly Throwback Thursday with Maddie, Finley, Tristan, and Jocelyn. What's up?
Shout to Ray. Hashtag sneaky banger, Alex Claire too close. Holy cow, let's go. Throwback Thursday.
Wow.
You know I'm not one.
Was on planet Earth ever, and
that's the beauty.
That was a banger
of Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX.
Sassy Matt says, I need to hear Icona Pop.
Oh,
not sure if you have this in your lab, Barry. We do.
We do. I love it. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
I love it.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Show of hands. Who filled in the little blank there? I love it. Throwback Thursday.
Kelly from Crescent Hill says, so I'm torn between requesting hashtag proper banger, no diggity, Blackstreet, or hashtag sneaky banger, dip low, Christina Milian.
I think we got to do sneaky bangers.
Yeah, hashtag sneaky banger.
Yeah, we got to hashtag remember the time, Christina Milian, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX. It's funny, some people are... Hashtag never heard that first song, LOL. Hashtag definitely not a sneaky banger.
That's a full-on banger.
That's
a full-on banger.
Sometimes you just got to let it get to the hook.
That's
just
a full-send banger.
Get it to the hook. All right, Aubrey rolls in, says, baby girl has a request. I'm not going to lie. It took me a second to remember the song. I'm a little impressed by her dedication for finding Throwback Thursday requests. Stereo Hearts, Gym Class Heroes.
Oh, wow.
All right, we're going to need this to get...
Oh. It will. Get past the intro.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Let's go.
Throwback Thursday. Quick shout. Text, I got engaged over the weekend. Congrats.
That's exciting.
Request one less lonely girl. Oh, Justin Bieber. Oh, listen to that sweet, precious voice.
Precious. Oh, he is precious.
Oh, remember his haircut then, too?
Oh, it was, yes.
So good. I think he's going to be popular someday.
I think he's on to something.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Stephanie's all like, oh, yeah, Baby Biebs, that's a banger. I've been trying for 2 weeks. Let's try again. My old Kentucky home by the Villbillies. Also, my puppy changed the radio station, so I got in the car this morning. I was disgusted.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Throw it back. If you're from Louisville, you know. Throwback Thursday.
Ain't nothing gonna stop me. Boom.
I love those guys.
So fun. By the way, Zoe is our newly engaged person, so congratulations to Zoe.
Yay! All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Okay, so who needs funky co-Medina? All one word. Co-Medina. Instead of funky cold Medina?
Yeah. It's all one word.
It is easier to just combine it.
Yeah, just combine it.
Just make it Comedina.
It is. Man, this is a throwback.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right. It took $50 to make the video for this song.
Oh, wow.
The music video for Funky Comedina took $50 to film.
And how much did it cost to rent the track from the doo-wop shop to perform this song at Bash years ago? Because he forgot it, and we had to go rent it.
Yeah, more than $50, right? All right, it's Throwback Thursday.
A shout-out to my son, Jaden. This is Jamie. He listens to Throwback Thursday every week. We've never requested a song, so they need to hear some Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. Okay, Jaden, it's your first request.
Let's kick it.
Now, I got to be honest. There are some standards on Throwback Thursday. This one gets requests a lot.
All right, stop.
Collaborate and listen.
Yep, every week we get this request. We try to space them out.
But listen, it was Jaden's first request, therefore we play it. You see, understand that? It was his first request.
Okay, so I get it now.
We need him to have a good experience with his first request on TVT. He's always been at the party. He's never stepped up. Alma, though, is saying anything Aaliyah.
Yep, banger. Try again. Throwback Thursday.
What would you do to stand in your
Sorry. Let it linger.
You were. A little bit.
I was letting it linger, you know. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. E from LJ. What about Paramore, Still Into You?
Oh.
So aggressive.
Yes. All right, that's good. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Allison, who drives by every day, says, hashtag just a banger. Check yes, Juliet, we the kings.
Oh, dang. Did their drawing make the move?
From downtown to Hurstbourne, Shelbyville?
We had an iconic drawing from them.
From Travis, from we the kings.
Years.
Yep, years. Check yes, Juliet, throwback Thursday. Check yes, Juliet. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Shout out to Nicole and her husband. 18th anniversary today. That's super exciting.
All right. Like that.
I feel like they need this song as well. Derek Hossenpepper says, may I request Shake Your Tail Feather by Mercury Lee, Nelly, and Diddy for my wife, Allison Hossenpepper. Just a little foreshadowing for tonight. Hang out.
You do you, baby boo. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. DJX, Lexi tweets us and says, listen to Throwback Thursday has me thinking Jack Harlow should remix My Old Kentucky Home with the Billbillies and Natty Roots.
Yes,
how cool would that be?
That should happen. Great suggestion. Stabby Sarah is like, listen, you mentioned that Ice Ice Baby was requested a lot. I need to know what the top three requests are. And I would say, yes, Ice Ice Baby. I would say Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. And what's the third?
Move, bitch.
I'm sexy and I know it.
It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Brad rolls in, gonna be stuck in my car for the next 3 hours. Woo!
I'm sexy and I know
Play
it.
T.I., whatever you like. Oh my god. This was a sound.
You know, old sugar daddy. They be tricking their tail, girls.
Yeah, that had a vibe. That was good. Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Jen rolls in. So current mood in the car. I'm hot. He's cold. Avril Lavigne? Question mark?
Okay.
Well, it's Katy Perry, but thanks for playing. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Anna's got the last soccer game this weekend. Okay, Anna, thank you for listening.
Michelle, Leave by JoJo. Sure. This is yet another song that gets requested quite frequently on Throwback Thursday.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I've been waiting the time. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Man, remember when JoJo... She came to Bash, didn't she?
She did. I think, well, she was in the studio, too.
Well, but that was when she was on, like, her second time around.
Yeah, she's coming back.
She tried to have, another follow-up or several years later, something like this, because this was such a huge song for her,
for sure. She was delightful.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Emily needs year 1 week, Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. And yesterday, you've forgiven me.
It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. I really just want to play Hannah's request so I can...
Read the text?
She said, kids early morning is going to make me loose my mind. Can you play Party Up DMX so I can scream at him? DMX, loose my mind up in here.
Up in here.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. And there you go. It is over.
Oh, that is just so fast. It goes so hard, so fast, and then it's gone.
I know. It's like when you have dessert, and you love that dessert.
And you eat it too fast.
And you eat it, and you see the end of your dessert, and you're like, I don't want it to end, right. But I know I've got to finish my dessert here.
Yes, absolutely.
So Throwback Thursday every single week, right around 8:30 to 9 here on Thursday mornings. We deliver it to you.
TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
All right, so I don't know if you are overly concerned with what Gen Z may think of you, if you're a millennial or you're a Gen Xer or beyond, but
Gen Z has declared the use of 10 popular emojis as a sign that you're old.
Who put them in charge? That's what I want to know. I want to know who said they could make these decisions.
Well, they've been in front of a screen and been texting all their life, whereas many of us others in different generations have not.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through some of these. It's time for our favorite emojis to have their day of reckoning. And I see some of these on the list that, Kelly, you both you and I are guilty of.
What are you talking about? Some of them. I use them all. Every last one of them. Every day.
All right. So the majority of people between the ages of 16 and 29, Gen Z, right?
Uh-huh.
Believe that you are officially old. And maybe you can corroborate this if you are listening and you are in that generation. If you use the thumbs up emoji.
Come on, that's universal.
I use that a lot.
Of course.
I've even heard that that is such a dad thing to text, like the thumbs up emoji, like OMG. Like, but I didn't think it was like old. But
I use it like okay. That's my standard. Instead of typing okay, don't have time for that, thumbs up.
I can't type two little letters.
Exactly.
But I can search for emoji
yep.
on
yes,
my phone.
I can.
That's right.
And I do.
Thumbs up. All right.
Yep.
Gone.
Oh, that is.
The red heart love emoji is old.
Really?
Yep. That's done. The red heart emoji.
But that's universal too.
No. White or black hearts are in, apparently.
But what does that mean, though? I feel like those mean something different. Black heart, I think, is not good, right? Like, you have a black heart and don't have any emotions.
No, I think it's just not as committal as the red
heart. Okay. Yeah, let's get rid of all the commitment with the red hearts.
Right.
Toss that out.
I mean, it used to be how many X's and O's you used to type. Because before emojis, you'd put X and O, which mean like
right.
kiss and hug
and
stuff like that. Right.
Yeah.
And if you just put too many X's, then people were like, what's up with you? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, according to Gen Z, these emojis are done. The crying face, like the loud crying face,
the one
that is like tears streaming down your face.
Yes. Now, is it the straight on crying or the tilted?
You're thinking of laughing, crying, bawling, crying with the tears streaming down the face.
Yes.
That is done. It's instead, you just need to, I guess, use an emoji, the sad emoji that is like the smile with the tear.
No, because it doesn't mean the same thing. There is no other equivalent of the tears streaming down the face. How else are we supposed to say, I'm upset about this? We need a substitute if you're getting rid of some of these.
You just have one tear. Just one tear.
Like just that. One tear?
Yep, that's
I'm crying harder than that.
The crying laughing emoji is done. The tilted crying laughing emoji is still okay.
But what is the difference between them? I use them interchangeably.
One is tilted.
That's it? That's really it?
So, and I guess,
don't mean anything different.
And I guess this is what the reason is. The crying laughing emoji, the straight on crying laughing emoji, it was a victim of its own popularity in that it got too popular and then... So
but then tilted head crying laughing came in and stole its thunder, I feel like.
Exactly. So,
okay.
So Gen Z is still fine with the tilted crying laughing.
Okay,
but
good.
Straight on
I
crying laughing is done. Okay. All right. The okay sign, like if you just use the like okay.
So I was just always using the thumbs up instead of that one anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I never really
so you're fine.
One.
If you use the poop emoji, that's over. That's nope. Can't
Come
use
on,
that
no.
anymore. That's done. That's,
it's a classic.
That's juvenile. That
it
is,
has merch.
Nope, it doesn't.
Kids
it's,
love it.
It's done. The monkey holding its eyes.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, what about the mouth and the ears? They come as a trio.
I've never seen anybody using the monkey with the mouth or the monkey with the ears. Clapping emoji. That's done. The kissing with the kind of the heart and the wink thing, that's done.
Why? No.
Yep.
Come on now.
Why? The grimacing face where it's kind of like chattering its teeth, like it's showing its teeth like.
All the time because it's very like, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
That's done. And then.
What do you use in its place though? How do I express these emotions properly if I'm not allowed to use these anymore according to Gen Z? Like, I don't know how I'm going to properly emote. In text.
The melting face is okay. You're embarrassed or you're, you know,
okay,
embarrassed
I never really
for the other
knew
person.
How to properly use that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What am
so
I trying to
go.
Convey with that?
There you go. Like, oh my gosh, I want to melt away. I want to go away from this situation. Right?
Okay.
And the skull is better to use instead of like the crying laughing emoji. using the skull, like, I'm dead.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny, I'm dead.
I feel like, though, we're going to have to send a text to all your friends alerting them to these changes, because I feel like if I start changing up my emoji game.
See, what? You can just change it up and no one's even going to know.
They might be like, I don't know what she's saying with this, because they know my wheelhouse. What if you change your wheelhouse and then people aren't going to know what you're trying to say with your emojis? That's my problem.
Kelly, I know that you resist change at every turn of your life.
I hate change.
But if you just start, if you want, now you may not care. Gen Z may look at you and go, whatever, boomer. And you're like, whatever. That's me.
Boomer.
and so you may not care. So everything that I've just said, you can just ignore.
Yeah, no, I totally am. I'm so, like Kim said, I'm offended. I'm offended. Oh, Taylor is telling me that I sound like a 50-year-old grandma. Well, Taylor.
Got a few years, but yeah, there you go.
If you knew. Not a grandma, but yeah.
No. So yeah, if you want to be up on the texting culture and the emoji culture.
Listen, I like what I like.
There are several that are not to be used anymore, and those include the thumbs up, the red heart emoji, the okay sign, the poop, the crying laughing.
No more bawling, that's stupid, because sometimes you need to cry your eyes out.
Clapping, the kissy lipstick, kissy heart face, the grimacing face.
I'm upset about that too.
Done.
That's a classic.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. All right. People on Reddit are talking about the weirdest thing their parents used to do. Let me just give you some examples. Like one user said, my dad puts Cheerios in his coffee. Don't know why.
That is interesting.
Have you ever put cereal in something other than milk?
No.
Other than,
I could see people doing maybe yogurt.
Yeah, I've done.
Because you put a lot of, you mix in things like granola and stuff with yogurt, fruit. I could see that. But other than that, no.
Yeah, I've done the yogurt thing. I have also, and there's that cereal that is designed to be drunk or eaten with orange juice that is coming out.
Yes. That's unusual.
Yeah, but coffee, Cheerios and coffee, that's a new one. Weird things your parents did from a Reddit thread. Using sticks from the backyard as chopsticks.
What?
Yeah, dad couldn't find any chopsticks, so he made some sticks from his backyard. So
that's hilarious. Or just use a fork.
Or just use a fork.
I mean, that would have less dirt, I think.
Uh-huh.
There's a possibility of dirt with that.
I love this because this screams something like my grandparents used to do.
Mm-hmm.
As my father gets older, he has started to wash paper plates and reuse them.
Listen, there is frugal and then there's crazy. We don't wash the paper plates. We throw away the paper plates. Now, plastic, I can see. There are plastic plates you can rinse off, maybe use again, not the paper ones.
Yeah. I have reused plastic plates. I never reused paper plates, though. But I get it, because sometimes those paper plates are, like, you can get the good paper plates, the ones that are a bit thicker, that are like the Chinette ones.
Yes, but still, if you wash them, they get soggy, because... paper.
Well, let's not wash. Maybe you just take a damp washcloth or a damp paper towel and you just brush it off,
If you haven't had like baked beans or like macaroni salad on there or something like that. If it's just like a burger and some chips, maybe I get it.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Less to wipe off.
A fun Reddit thread there. We'll tweet it out so you can see some of them. Humorous ones of your own here.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Get to a text message we got who actually asked, don't say my name. But she says, so my husband is getting a vasectomy today. And I'm trying to put together a funny care package last minute. Y'all got any suggestions?
Frozen peas.
I was thinking, yeah, that could work. Mixed nuts, maybe. beer, sausage, something like that. Golf balls, if he's a golfer.
Listen, the frozen peas are practical because he's going to need those to, like, ice the area.
Well, see, I'm not thinking practical. I'm just thinking,
okay.
Things that are nut related.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I'm not like sure mixed if that's nuts, what she was asking.
Canned nuts, salted nuts.
Okay, all right.
Golf
all
balls.
Great suggestions.
Tennis balls, maybe.
Mixed berries.
Berries, yes. Yes, yes, exactly.
Some berries in the long pretzels?
Berries and pretzels. Something like that. You know, I think, yes, she just texted maybe some snacks like Milk Duds. Yes, I think Milk Duds would.
Milk Duds.
Milk
yes.
Duds would be good.
Yes, Milk Duds. That's a good choice. Oh boy.
All right. So yeah, these are all great ideas.
Yeah.
I like that.
I've been there. So
listen, oh my gosh.
He's going to be a little just hanging out, maybe in the man cave for a while, just giving some pizzas.
Dave texted in a cone of shame. What, isn't that given to animals who lick? It's like you can't. Yeah. No.
Oh, seedless grapes. Yes. Oh, seedless grapes. Another good one. Thanks, Amy.
That is good. Seedless grapes.
You guys are amazing at this.
I know. You guys have a sense of humor. I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I mean, good luck to him. I've never gotten it done, so.
Really? All right. You just keep rolling that dice.
I do. I'm.
You got two in college. Let's just keep rolling the dice.
I feel like I've understood how it all works.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife understands.
All right.
We just.
Yeah. No, I've been there. I was in the room
when he had it just happen.
Yeah. He was just like, "Can you just hang out?" He was a little nervous.
Well, no. And I understand that. And I would be too. So that was very supportive of you. That's really good. Could you smell anything? Was the smell?
Smell? No.
Yeah. What was the smell?
No.
Because I
felt
heard...
like it was only fair because he was there when I was gutted like a fish having both of my, you know, kids C-section.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I figured I can do the same for him.
Well, that's, yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
I heard... And again, not speaking from experience, but mm-hmm. I heard that you can like smell because they like cauterize it, you know?
I don't remember that.
You don't? Someone texted a photo of a basket that they made. Oh my gosh, yeah, some beef jerky. Like that. Sour Patch Kids, hashtag no more. Sour Patch Kids. All right.
Yes.
I like that. All right. This is good. Ding dongs.
That's a really good choice.
That is a good,
tasty too.
I like that. All right.
Oh yeah.
Well, hopefully you got some ideas, and thank you, thank you for all the suggestions.
That's so great.
I think that's
and good luck with the. Hopefully it all goes well.
And, I mean, how long does he have to wait?
You have to,
you know.
Go back and check in a couple of times and make sure. Everything is working the way it should or not working the way it used to, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a while before you can fully, like, trust it.
It's a while before you can dive back into those waters.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's a little bit. Just be patient.
All right. Well, like I said, I've never experienced that, but...
Boneless chicken. Brent. Oh, all excellent ideas.
Again, vasectomy care package. You know, we're just trying to help out a listener here.
Yeah.
That's
all. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We should just send her the picture of that basket.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Snip, snip, hooray.
For sure.